bodies of two children and Leslie Boom from Brits are found. January 13th, 2008. This is SCY2 for Reading News. The bodies of two of the four Alabama children allegedly thrown off a bridge by their father have been found. On Saturday, Danny Luan, the youngest of the children at 4 months old, was discovered by a dump hunter in the marshy area near Bayou Labonte, about 5 miles west of the 80-foot-high Dauphin Island Bridge. A second child, who has not yet been identified, was found near Barton Bay by a search and rescue team today at 10:30 a.m. local time. Barton Bay is about 10 miles northwest of the bridge. The father, Liam Luan, a 37-year-old shrimp fisherman, has been charged with 4 counts of capital murder. If convicted, he faces either the death penalty or life imprisonment without parole. The nightmare we have feared has now been confirmed. We believe, sending out, that the father of these children threw these children off the Dauphin Line and bridge, Multnomah County Sheriff Sam Tutwin said on Saturday. Luan and his wife, Tiunadat Phan, reported the children missing on Monday. When questioned, Luan claimed responsibility for the act, saying that he threw the children into the river after an argument with his wife. However, he later retracted his confession, instead claiming that two women, one of whom was named Tin, took the children and drove off in a van. Tiunadat Phan was informed by his discovery on Saturday.
"Why didn't he tell me instead of the children? It's too much hurting," Fran said through an interpreter while weeping.
She was being comforted by an associate pastor from a Vietnamese church. According to the family, Luan called from jail and told them he wanted to be more famous than the 9/11 hijackers and that he wasn't afraid of the electric chair. The search for the other two children continues. The search area has been expanded across the state towards Pasuna, Mississippi, as authorities believe the strong currents may have moved the bodies westward. Multnomah County Transistor Steve Nodine reports that the search is costing an estimated $100,000 per day.